أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد، نوية الصيام لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. In the previous session we said that أولياء الله in their dua they say, oh Allah, give us in paradise from Hur al-Ain. And he said to them, Hur al-Ain is the description of the two manifestation of his beautiful name, Al-Jalal wal-Jamal, beauty and majestic. Said if a wali thinks that his intention is Hur al-Ain, the physical Hur al-Ain, then he will be thrown away from sainthood, because Hur al-Ain is created, is ما سوى الله.
What's
ever than other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their intention, awliya Allah, is Allah and His Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't look at anything else. So they want that two beautiful attributes. I am not talking to you from something that you have heard before. I am bringing to you these realities that appears, manifests itself from one moment to another moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give from one moment to another moment, from hayat, from hayat, that something that has a life in it, means realities. And he gives from favors, na'am, and gives from something that appears always. And the distributor for all of that, as we said previous, is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why he called Abu al-Qasim. In every moment, there are realities that are different from the other, as we said, and not, they don't resemble each other. Always they are different, new. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave us, he is the creator, he is creating more and more and gives more and more, and Prophet is distributing more and more. If these realities will be open to us, he said, عَجَلَةُ الدُّنْيَا تَقِفْ.
The wheel of the world
will stop. The wheel of the world will stop. Then there is no more tanasul.
Propagation.
Tanasul. There is no more generations to come. Everything will stop. Because people, they will not be anymore looking for this dunya. All of their intention is always this akhirah, the realities. And that's why it's only for to be known to awliya Allah, because they can balance between their dunya and their akhirah. But if they give it to, if it will open to everyone, then everyone has no balance, will sit and run to the jungle or to the mountain or to the cave or to their homes, and they will sit in the corner, they don't do anything. And that's why you see in many Muslim countries there are some people like that, but not everyone. There are people who doesn't want to deal with anything of dunya, because might be was open to them a little bit of these realities that they were unable anymore to think about dunya. They are after that reality. That's why we say that majazib.
Attract.
Those who are attracted, their heart is not in their hands anymore. Their heart is after these realities. They are always in a trance. You cannot bring them back. Allah can bring them back only. Because they are after these beautiful attributes. Cannot bring them. How you can bring them back to this dirty life? To them it's become something no importance. All of us, if we see wealth, we run after it. If we see business that bringing income, everyone runs after it. And this is the whole world now. Or if we see a beautiful lady, wife, or wife, or a woman see a handsome man, they run after. Their focus is the desire of the world. So of course, when awliyaullah, or these attracted people, not awliya who balance themselves, but those who are being attracted, when they see that attribute of Jamal and Jalal, majestic and beauty, open to them little bit from it, they are attracted, finished. They cannot care for this whole, what we care, what normal people cares for in dunya. So if this open to everyone, then ajalatul dunya taqif, the wheels of the world will stop. There will be no more anyone working, there will be no more anyone marrying, and more children coming to build up this dunya. That's why it is closed. And he said these realities are being opened to the heart of awliyaullah, that they give to their students like a surgeon operate on a patient. He numbs him, he give him anesthesia so he doesn't feel anything, but he is curing. He is doing his what he needs to be done on that patient. Awliyaullah, all their students are like patients. They are working on them and numbing them. They don't feel what is being put in their hearts, but in the day of judgment, it will come out. They will see themselves, these students, they are like stars. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be able to carry that light. And that's why he created his light first, before created creation. أول ما خلق الله, first of what Allah created is the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was under that direct Allah is sending directly under Allah observance. That light is being constantly being focused from through the manifestation of these beautiful names and attribute from the essence, the hidden essence, the hidden treasure that no one knows. From that hidden and essence and hidden treasure, all these manifestations comes are falling on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the light of Prophet was molded with that. I think we have explained that in one of the series before about the light of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was being in a lamp, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was looking and sending his beautiful names and attribute, and then the Prophet sweat, that light sweat, and from that sweat, that from that beautiful sweat inside that lamp, is not sweat, but from that shyness that coming, taking all these knowledges and coming up, Prophet ﷺ felt shy, and his light begins to more and more shine, and a drop came. From that, Allah created, from that drop of light, Allah created 124,000 prophets. Then more sweating comes, Allah created from that light Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. I think we have explained that in detail before. So the point here is that Allah, from the residue, what is left over from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah molded the light of and the reality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, and from the residue of that reality of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Allah created the light of the students and the disciples, apprentices of the Naqshbandi Sufi order. From that light of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, our light was being created, and we were, everyone takes his children with him, means spiritual children. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Adam is the father of all human race in physicality. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is the father of the children who are on the Naqshbandi Sufi order, they are on the Siddiqiyya Sufi order, which is related to Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. And that's why those people are always being granted tawadu', humbleness. And that's why you see they are very humble, although to a certain level, more humble you can see them than normal people. Although we have arrogance, its struggle is a mix between humbleness and the desire of the ego struggling with arrogance. But you can find in these students humbleness. And that's why we don't hate people of beards. We like them, Grand Sheikh is saying. And we like sheikhs and we like old people. We don't look at them in a bad way. Today there are many Muslims look at those who has beard in a bad way. There are many tariqat also. They have no beards. They have no respect to beard people. They have no respect to old people. They have respect to each other. And there is a tariqat today. They tell you you have to be shaved. Your beard completely dress, completely normal dress. That is their tariqah. Although dress is not an issue of you are in tariqah or not, but it symbolizes the love to what you are believing. The father of arwah, of the spirits, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq for the Naqshbandis. He is going to fill four paradises in the judgment day by permission of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He will intercede for his follower. He will be filling four paradises. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, Sultan al-Arifin, one day in the association of Awliyaullah, he said, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is going to fill four paradises. It is a shame on us, Awliyaullah, if we cannot fill the rest. He is by himself going to fill four. Shah al-Naqshband, with the power that Allah giving him, he is able also to fill four. Awliyaullah, Allah gave them power. So how Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband can fill four and Sayyidina Abu Bakr can fill four? Means nurun ala nur, light upon light. If Sayyidina Abu Bakr fills four paradises, Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband fill four, means he will give those who are being under the intercession of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he will send them that power of manifestation of more realities on them. It's become like light upon light. He said, Grand Sheikh said, you have to be patient on this prison. This dunya is a prison. This body is a prison to you. and all bodies are in the whole big prison, which is dunya prison. You have to be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to himself the beautiful name As-Sabur, patience, the absolute patience. After he gave the different names, 99 names, at the end he put there As-Sabur. Means whoever is patient with Islam and patient with faith, Iman, and patient with Ihsan, means who accept Islam, because Prophet ﷺ said, La rahata fi al-deen, there is no ease, rest in religion. So always it's a struggle. Who can be patient in that struggle? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him in the judgment day, he will come out on him 99 names that Allah mentioned to us in Holy Quran. These 99 names will be manifested on that person. Because 1 plus 1 equal 2, 2 plus, and add 1 is 3, add 1 is 4, so it's accumulating. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس. It's accumulating until the last one, الصبور. So all of them adds on to become الصبور. So if you take one out, then you cannot come to الصبور. You come the one before As-Sabur. They have to be one above that one, 99, to reach that name, beautiful name As-Sabur. So when you are patient in dunya on what you have been given, and you are patient on the prison that you are being put in, means you have accumulating all these manifestation of these beautiful names and reach As-Sabr, the patience. You reach that reality which is accumulating of all the other names in it. Means in the judgment day you will be, all these 99 names will be appearing. Their realities will be dressing you. And you will appear like a star in the judgment day, and that's why you will be seen like shining stars. These shining stars, immediately, they don't need, because they are under the manifestation of the beautifulness and the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they be sent to paradise, clean, because everyone will take his children, it's mine, Ya Rabbi, this mine. Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq is Sahab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the friends of Prophet. So he is with Prophet. So he is in paradise with مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is was-siddiqin. So they are, al-Nabiyyin was-siddiqin, they are in a Jannatul Firdaus, in the highest paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to anyone. So Siddiq is there with Prophet. He will take all his children with him. He's take all these spiritual children, that all these light be manifested on them. So what is needed from us is to be patient. Patient on everything. Patient on your wife, patient on your children, patient on your friends. And similarly, ladies, patient on their husband, patient on their children, patient on everything that is around them. How much you care for your children and you try to cover what they do, also the father, spiritual father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, will try to cover through his, when he is granted to intercede from Prophet ﷺ for the Ummah, he will be granted first to his children, spiritual children. So he is, of course, he is going to cover everything that they have done. So that's why it's very important to cover on each other in dunya. We have to cover to learn patience. When we expose each other, then it is unhealthy. You have to be very healthy. Try to be patient on each other. Don't argue. If you see someone arguing, stop the conversation and move forward. There is no way to convince a drunk person. You are drunk, he is drunk, you kill each other. One of the other must be, you cannot drive when you are drunk. You are you cannot drive a car, you cannot fly a plane, they check you. So how you are going to drive your body and your ego when you are drunk? Of course you are going to take your ego or your body to places where it is not accepted. And then the soul is in that cage, cannot come out, so it's forced to go with that and end up in places that doesn't like. He said, Maulana said here, why, Allah. He said, he is stunned when he was giving that sohbah, he is stunned. He said, don't think that there is nothing, there is no more of realities and beauty and manifestations that Allah is going and preparing to his servant. I didn't say except a drop of what Awliyaullah knows. I'm saying that it is a very drop, and we said it in 2 minutes or 1 minute. That is a very small drop of what is there. Imagine that drop is from the ocean of Awliyaullah. And all Awliyaullah is a drop from the ocean of what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that he knows is an ocean. All that he knows that Allah is giving him from one moment to another moment, something new, is still a drop from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared from his knowledge. Means if we compare what we are saying to what Allah is going to give, all what we are saying is as if is nothing. There is more. And more according to Allah's greatness. So focus on it and you can see how much is huge. When we are speaking now, what he is saying, he said, it is a drop of the ocean of awliya, first. All knowledge of Awliyaullah from beginning of the time of Prophet till today, their knowledge is a drop from the ocean of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah is giving from one moment to another moment. It's not everything that Prophet knows. It's only that moment. From all Awliyaullah knowledge is a drop of that moment that is being given to Prophet. The rest of these moments, no one knows it. Except Prophet. And all these moments are a drop from the ocean that Allah is preparing for Prophet and companion and other prophets and Awliyaullah and the whole Ummah. So then imagine that drop that Mawlana is speaking about to what is preserved,
saved
for the Ummah. No comparison. You cannot, it's impossible to think about it. It's beyond our mind. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted of levels And Allah granted of realities and manifestation that going to be given to human being, no one can take it away. Because what Allah gave in the past, in the present, in the future is the same. So what Allah granted is being granted. You cannot reduce it and you cannot eliminate it. The one who is controlling is Allah on that. So shaitan cannot take, no one can take. Allah is giving, he's giving. He's been granted, granted. There is no change on that. He said from the time of Sayyidina Adam, an example he is giving for us to understand. From the time of Sayyidina Adam, till how many people came and gone? How many people came and gone? And how much they did of forbiddens, sins? If all this, these sins that you add them together from the time of Sayyidina Adam till today, if today one person will do all these sins, imagine that that person did all these sins. All these sins that if you add them all together, that has appeared from the children of Adam, from the time of Adam till today, let one person today makes all these sins, there is a possibility and there is a way for his guidance. And Allah will forgive him. With Allah's mercy, it's like a drop in an ocean. From that drop, can not only one person can make sins. If you put all the children of Adam sinning, making sins, non-stopping, there is rahmah, non-stopping. And there is guidance non-stopping from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still we cannot express the meaning of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. If the whole dunya is sinning, a drop of that rahmah can cover all these sins and guidance will come. Don't underestimate Allah's greatness. Allah will guide and Allah will mercy, will give mercy with no limit. What limits everything is not the sins, he said. What limits everything is the arrogance. Because you, means the arrogance means when you see yourself, you are making shirk, as if you are making Allah absent, and you are seeing only yourself appearing. That shirk Allah doesn't like. إن الله
لا يغفر أن
يشرك به.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
No way Allah will accept and forgive that one who makes shirk with him. He will forgive everything else. He is غفور رحيم. He described himself, I am the one Ghafur, I am the one that Rahim. I will forgive everything, don't worry, but don't make shirk to me. Don't worship anyone with me. That's it, period. O Ummatul Nabi, be happy. Allah has given us mercy forever. Because Ummatul Nabi never makes shirk. They don't worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are ummatun marhuma. That's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a mercy ummah. You are ummah that has been forgiven. Before Allah created you, because you didn't make shirk, before Allah created you in dunya. But in the way, when you were souls and spirit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven you because you have believed and you didn't make shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bih. Does not accept, He will not forgive anyone that he makes shirk. Anyone who makes sense, that's easy. Forgiveness, make istighfar, Allah will forgive you. Repent, Allah forgive. But shirk, you cannot. So don't be arrogant. Don't see yourself. Seeing yourself a hidden shirk, but is not like real shirk. It's a hidden shirk. You have to be careful. Allah doesn't like even hidden shirk. But hidden shirk is still acceptable, can be repented. But real shirk is to associate someone, to worship someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not accepted. So don't be arrogant, and don't have arrogance in yourself. Be like a fish in the water, submitting, surrendering. Don't come out of the water. Be like a river going down to the ocean, meeting the ocean. You are a small river entering in that huge ocean of submission. Doesn't say water, doesn't say, oh, I am sweet, this is salty water. Goes inside. May Allah forgive us. We stop at this. We continue, inshallah, next time. Amin. Allah.